And joining me right now here on the phone line to go latest on the weekend fishing report. And yes, it is sponsored by DC Marine Construction. Check out their website at DCMarineConstructionFL.com. It's my great friend Damon with Space Fish. Damon, how you doing today?
What is up, brother? Living the dream, Mark. How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Tell us about the fishing for the weekend, buddy.
Yeah, so absolutely. So it should be pretty good overall, Mark, man. We've had a good week leading up to the weekend. The challenge is going to be the wind's going to pick up on us over the weekend. So I don't think we're going to be able to get offshore, definitely not on Sunday. But Saturday, I do think the wind's going to be too tough to make that happen. I'm hoping Saturday morning is the winds are light enough to get out and do some surf fishing in the morning, do some of that type of stuff. But then you may have to switch gears as the day goes on. But that being said, we were able to get offshore this week. And we did get a weather window this week, which was wonderful. And it's always exciting when we can get offshore and target some of those species out there. And it was good. It was actually really good. Sea Leveler Charters out of Port Canaveral, they put their clients on some really good fish out targeting the reefs out of Port Canaveral. Kingfish, some really big lane snapper. They caught some really nice lane snapper. They had some mangrove snapper mixed into that as well. And like I said, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get out there and do that this weekend. We'll just have to keep our eyes open for the next weather window, which looks like it may be toward the end of next week, but we'll know more as we get into next week. Nearshore, which when I talk about nearshore, I'm talking about our inlets, fishing along the beaches, that type of thing. That's just a great spot right now. That's probably one of the best spots to be just because of all these migratory species that are migrating south because everything's getting cold. The waters are getting colder up north. And, man, this time of year we get these big redfish that kind of come into this area, and we're catching them. They're here. They're along our shores right now. And there's an area up around Port Canaveral just when you come out of the port to the north that's called the Bight. We call it the Bight at Port Canaveral. And that's a great place to target these big redfish. And there's a lot, when you're fishing for these fish, you're going to catch a lot of other stuff too. Captain Jim Ross, that they've been targeting these big reds up there. And the bycatch, the other things that they're catching are like bluefish and ladyfish and Spanish mackerel, bonita, whiting, some pompano as well. So it's a great area to target. And it's a really easy way to fish. You're using like a quarter ounce jig head with a live shrimp on it. And you just let it ride, man, and that's a great area to target. Also, down further south around Sebastian Inlet, this is the time of year just when we get into our winter months, Mark, where we see a really nice uptick in black drum and sheep's head. And Sebastian Inlet, they were catching some really nice sheep's head using sand fleas up around the piling. So just keep that in mind. It's a great place to target. So our surf, fishing off the beach. Man, this week, it really heated up. We had some really nice numbers of pompano caught, so the waters are cold. The last few weeks, they've been a little further north than us, but I think they're finally coming, pushing down our coast. We saw some really good pompano caught this past week. Some anglers got their limits, which was really cool to see. Included were some whiting, black drum. They were all caught this week off the beach. One angler caught an enormous permit down around Mel Beach, which is just an epic catch. That's a fish of a lifetime, man, anytime you catch a big permit like that. It's unbelievable catch. But really the best way to target these fish is a traditional pompano rig, live sand fleas. That's how most of the pompano were caught. But a lot of the black drum and whiting were caught on cut shrimp as well on those pompano rigs. So our lagoons, when I talk about lagoons, man, Mosquito Lagoon, Banana River Lagoon, Indian River Lagoon, all the way down past Sebastian, so our area. And there's been some really good fish caught in the lagoons this week as well. Particularly up around Mosquito Lagoon, there's a lot of bait in the backwaters. And, man, there's a lot of fish around that bait. Redfish, trout, black drum, snook were all caught this week. The best baits were the live baits. Obviously, we talk about match the hatch. You've heard me say that a lot. So whatever these fish are feeding on, if you can cast net some of that, fish that back out around these bait schools, that's really probably where you do your most damage. So finger mullet, live shrimp, you know, that was the best bait this week. Further south, down around Sebastian, Captain Glenn Austin said they had a great week targeting snook fishing the mangroves on both artificial and live bait. He said they caught a lot of stuff, but the snook seemed to want the live bait more than anything else. But they caught a lot of nice snook targeting that area. And last but not least, our freshwater fishery, particularly Headwaters Lake, because that's our bass fishing mecca. It's been built to be that, and it absolutely is living up to all the hype. Captain Kenny Haas crushed it this week. He had a day where he put his clients on over 40 fish. They caught some really big fish mixed in there, and he said, man, almost all their fish were caught in 4 foot of water or less, which is really exciting because the water temps are cooling down. So these fish are coming up into the shallower waters versus where they were in the summer in the deeper waters. So, dude, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to fish for this weekend. So get out there and make it happen, Captain.
That is awesome. We're here with Damon with spacefish.com. And, yes, our fish report is sponsored by DC Marine Construction. All right, buddy, what's your game plan for the weekend?
Dude, I'm hitting the beach Saturday morning. I'm just hoping it doesn't get blown out too quick. We've got these southeast winds coming in, and anytime we have these southeast winds, it muddies up the surf. So, I'm going to try to get in on some of that pompano action this weekend, Saturday morning, hopefully before it really starts to blow. So that's Saturday, and then you know what I'm doing Sunday, man. I'm watching football, baby. That's what's going on. So even though my Dolphins don't play to Monday night, I still got a big day. I actually, believe it or not, which I couldn't believe, I won an electric smoker in a raffle this week, which I was blown away because I usually don't win anything, and I think I'm going to put that sucker to good use on Sunday.
All right, let's clarify this. So you were in a raffle, you won a gigantic grill, and then what did you do? Just put it in the back of my truck? I'm out of here? What happened?
Kind of, yeah, that's kind of how it happened. I certainly wasn't expecting to win it, and I was just like, oh, this is great. So, of course, he's crazy excited to win it. So I got it home, and I opened it up, and I'm like, all right, we're going to do this weekend. So, man, I've got to get some vittles to throw on that thing. I've got to figure out what I'm going to smoke. But I've never had an electric smoker, so we're going to give it a run.
Here's what I imagine, like if it was a sitcom. You show up to the house, you tell your wife, you won't believe what happened. I won something big in a raffle. It's going to be awesome. And she's like, we're going to Paris? No, better. I want a smoker. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those like, hey, you've got to sit down. I've got something to tell you. You're not going to believe this.
You won't.
Oh, what? What? I'm seriously thinking we hit the lottery or something. I'm like, yeah. We want a smoker.
That's right. You're like, I got something very important to tell you. The Dolphins are the number one seed in the AFC right now. This is very important stuff, okay? All right. Can you believe that? The number one seed right now with five games to go.
Don't jinx it.
I know.
Don't say it out loud.
I know. I don't want to jinx it, but you just scored again on Washington, all right? That's what I will say. what's it called? Damon, should we go fishing this weekend?
Yeah, buddy. The weather is going to be a little windy, but there's plenty of areas to target, even if you can't get offshore. So go fishing this weekend.
Great stuff. Damon, thank you so much for your help, and have a great day.
You too, buddy.